Chapter 1. Apostolic Greeting. Galatians chapter 1 verses 1 through 5. Paul, an apostle, not from man nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers who are with me. To the churches of Galatia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. There are several questions, as there always are, that tend to matters of authorship, date, and destination of books in the Bible. Paul's letter to the Galatians is no exception. We don't know the exact order in which Paul's letters were written, but the majority report is that in all probability, this letter from the Apostle Paul was the first. The audience is also a question. It is addressed to the churches of Galatia. Verse 2. But that is a region, not a city. The region of Galatia was in Central Asia Minor, in what is now Turkey. We don't know whether the destination was the northern territory of Galatia, the southern province of Galatia, or possibly both, as it was a circular letter addressed to more than one church. We don't know for certain when Paul wrote the letter, but it could have been written as early as AD 48, just a few years after the ascension of our Lord into heaven. We know, in any case, that regardless of which churches were intended to receive the letter, they were having problems. Of all the epistles Paul wrote, this one is clearly the most fiery. In this respect, it is a unique letter. Paul, who we know had such a tender pastor's heart, wrote this epistle in a spirit of righteous indignation. As we begin to explore this letter, we will discover why he was so indignant. It begins quite simply with an identification of the name of Paul. Verse 1. I remember when my mentor, Dr. John Gerstner, spoke of the Apostle Paul. To describe his personality and his character, he used Paul's name as an acrostic, saying P stood for polluted because Paul understood that he was the chief of sinners, and the A referred to his office as an apostle. But of most striking significance to me was that Dr. Gerstner said the U in Paul's name stood for uncompromising, and the L stood for loving. Dr. Gerstner explained that we normally think the quality of being uncompromising is not a virtue but a vice, a reflection of somebody who is rigid and stiff, unbending and relentless in his views. This is the exact contrast of what we expect from somebody who is loving. Then he went on to say that Paul was not only uncompromising, but he was loving. Dr. Gerstner wouldn't allow this to be understood in unethical terms. Rather, he said Paul was uncompromising and therefore loving. The reason Paul refused to be compromising, as we clearly see in his letter to the Galatians, is that he was never ever willing to negotiate the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul would be patient, tender, and long-suffering about a host of debates and issues raised in the various churches that he founded and to whom he ministered. But when it came to the gospel, there was no wiggle room in Paul because he loved the gospel. More importantly, he loved the Lord of the gospel. His heart was filled to overflowing with affection for Jesus. Not only did he love the gospel of Jesus and love Jesus himself, but he loved his congregations. He loved those people to whom he ministered. He had such a depth of affection and concern for them that he would never think of compromising the gospel to be popular with them or to be politically correct in their eyes. He loved them far too much for that. He further identifies himself at the beginning of this epistle, as he often does on other occasions, as an apostle. Verse 1. We've heard that term apostle again and again, and in common jargon we tend to see two words as synonyms, disciple and apostle. However, they're not synonyms. They don't refer to the same thing, even though they represent the same people on certain occasions. The term disciple means a learner or a student. The term apostle means something far more than that in its literal meaning.